have come. He won't let you fall in no trap. Let me do that again. See, the Lord I serve, my portion, he won't let me fall into a trap. The devil sets traps for us, huh? So we'll turn around and go back. If God is on your side, he's more than the world against you. He said, I come that you might have and life. Tell somebody, I got some more. I got more. I got more. You see, you can't let the devil know what's in your arsenal. You tell everybody what you got, how much you got in your arsenal. Y'all know what arsenal is? Your keeping place, your place of silent security, your place of everybody can't go in your. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, unfinished business. God wants your boots on. He can use it. He can use it. Who wants to use it? Who wants to use it? But you got to be dressed. I am who God said I am. I can do what God said I could do. I can go where God said I can go. He said everything belongs to me. I own a cattle on 1,000 hills, and it all belongs to me. Now I want you to tell 5 people, come on, let's go to battle. But make sure you got your boots on. You got to have the boots on. Say yeah. Say yeah. The Lord is our battle axe in the time of a storm. He is our fortress. And in him, he will cover me.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday joy night are on Zoom at 7 p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ of Leesville, Louisiana.
This is KAYT-FM,
88.1 Gina, Alexandria,
92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport,
K223BI,
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe,
K255BT,
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB, and KQJO-FM,
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord out there in radio land. This is Johnson Lee and Luella, God's spoken word, trailblazing for Jesus, coming to you on this bright, beautiful Saturday, first Saturday in July. Pray, baby, pray.
Lord, we thank you for another day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in this day. Thank you, Jesus. Bless all the sick, shut-in, nursing home, hospital, carrying, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. All the backslider, the drug addict, the prostitute, give them all a mind to be saved. All our children, grandchildren, loved ones, give them all a mind to be saved. All our sisters and brothers, nieces and nephews, all our family, give them all a mind to be saved, for it's too late. We crying out for soul, one by one, name by name. Lord, you know that you don't let them rest. Don't let them get no peace till they come to you in Jesus' name. Thank God for my husband in Jesus' name.
Thank God for my wife. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So right now, say that the message this morning is, hallelujah, who's right? I say who's right?
Who right?
God Almighty. The Catholic said they right. The Church of God in Christ said they right. The Baptist said they right.
Preach that.
The missionary Baptist said they right. Good God Almighty Jesus. The Pentecostal said they right.
Preach that.
The Church of God of Providence said they right. The Nazareth said they right. Good God Almighty. Woo! Shout out to Jehovah's Witness said they right. And but Buddha said they right.
Preach the word. You're in the word.
Back in the day, Jim Jones said he was right. Thank you, Jesus. David Carell said he was right. Sun Yamon said he right. So the question is, who right?
Amen.
This writer said he right. The one that wrote that book said he right. This program said they right. Good God Almighty. But the question is, who's right? Well, the Bible is right. Somebody wrong. See, if the Bible is right, everything else is wrong. The one scripture said, let every word of God be true and every man be a lie. If you're not lining up with this Bible, you are wrong. Who's right? Everything in the Bible, 66 book of from Genesis to Revelation, is right. Hashata.
Preach it.
I want to serve notice on the pastor. Stay out of the Old Testament so much. Preach in the New Testament. We living in the New Testament.
Amen.
Which is the great man, which is the covenant, which is the agreement, which is Jesus Christ. For the law was given by Moses. But how the grace came through Jesus Christ. Who's right? The Bible is right. Preach Jesus. Go in the New Testament. From Matthew, hallelujah, to Revelation. Preach Jesus. Preach holiness. Thank you, Jesus. That's why a lot of these women, they don't know how to dress right. Half naked. All in the public place.
Preach the word.
Naked. Men walking in restaurants and women and children half naked. Almost enough to protect your appetite. When you sit down eating, they walk in with all their thighs and knees all in between their legs. Good God, somebody need to teach them. That's nakedness. God against nakedness.
Preach the word. You in the word.
Who's right? The Bible's right. Oh, Pastor, teach them holiness. Teach the women to put off the pants. Teach
Amen.
The men to put on, hallelujah, how to cut their hair. Pashatna, who's right? Good God Almighty. The pastor supposed to lead them. The pastor supposed to teach them. The pastor supposed to be a good example. Who's right? China Boshatna. And the Bible said, hallelujah.
Amen.
In Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and the unbelieving, good God Almighty, and the abominable, and abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, them witches, and idolaters, and all liars, to have their part
Amen.
In the lake with burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Who's right? Shout now.
Preach
the Bible is right. All scriptures is given by the inspiration of God for reproof, for correction. Other words, the Bible is right. That's why Jesus says, such the scripture.
Good Amen.
God oh, such the scripture, sir. Oh, good God. Such the scripture, sir. For in them you think you have eternal life. Such descriptor, that's why you can't live right. That's why you can't dress
Amen.
Right. That's why you can't, hallelujah, live right. That's why you can't do right. Live right. Shot tot na. Such descriptor, for in them, hi yat na na na, that you may have eternal life. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Paul told Timothy, study. Good God Almighty. Who's right? Study. To show yourself approved. Y'all
that
study the Bible. That's why y'all wishy-washy. Half stepping. Who's right? Who's wrong? Who's going to hell?
Praise
Who's that. Going to heaven? Well, if you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, you're on your way to hell.
Amen.
Well, have you ever If you don't obey every word, line up on line, precept on precept, here a little and there a little. Who right? The Bible is right.
Amen.
Teach a man how to love his wife. Ask Christ, love your treasure, love your husband, love your wife. Love your wife, man. Hallelujah. And my wife, reverence to your husband. Who right?
Preach it.
The Bible said in Hebrews 13:4, marriage is honor, but the bed is under fire. I shot now. Oh, brothers, I'm telling you, married me now. I'm a serving notice on you. You don't use your wife as a whore. You don't use her as a street woman. It's a way to come with your wife. It's a way for y'all to have pleasure in the bed, not that freaky thing. Good God Almighty. And if you're doing, you're defiling the bed.
Preach it.
You make the bed nasty. You make the bed
sick.
Other words, your men commit fornication with your own wife because you're not doing it right. Marriage!
Jesus.
And all things, but you got to do it right. You got to just shout out now. Who right? In the Bible, shout out is right.
Thank you, Jesus.
I both seek out now. I both keep getting the most shout now. But yeah, I have won my people. So yeah, I have sinned destruction. I'm killing their children. I'm killing their children. Jesus. Children. I have unleashed a disease and affliction on the people of disobedience. They making a marker out of my name. They making a marker out of my minister. They making a marker out of my dwelling place. Come to me. Come to me. Do what I say. Repent. Repent. I shout now. Who's right? Who's wrong? Who's going to hell?
Amen.
Who's going to heaven? Hit it, baby. Hit it.
Who's right? Well, who's wrong? Who's going to heaven? Who's going to live with Jesus? It's time to get baptized. Jesus' name filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence speaking in tongues. Walk holy, talk holy. Jesus said, be holy. He's the holy God. Then away, be holy and sanctified.
Uh-huh.
You got to live this life like God called you.
He said,
be holy because he's a holy God. So I love him. I love him. I appreciate everything he already done, what he finna do. Tell my people I'm coming. Tell them to take on my name and get baptized in my name. He died for you. Waiting with his arm wide open. Say, come, my people.
Yeah.
He loves you. We love you. We crying out for your soul.
Yeah.
Come on, get saved. That's the best thing ever happened.
Uh-huh.
When I got saved, start living for Jesus. I'm happy every day of my life. I ain't got nothing to be said or worried about because he promised to take care of me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Women, take off that lipstick.
Yeah.
Take off that makeup.
Say.
Stop cutting your hair. Stop dyeing your hair. Cover up your bosom like a holy woman of God. Cover up your feet, bare feet, walk around with bare feet. Put on a slip, walk around with no slip on, everything showing. Time to be holy women. It's time to live holy women. It's time to dress holy.
Yes, Lord.
Cover up yourself. Cover up your bosom. Look like a holy woman.
Yes, Lord.
I know how to dress holy.
Yes,
I know how to cover up myself.
Yes,
I know how to live holy.
Because yes,
God said be holy.
Huh?
And I'm going to do everything that the Bible says because I love him, I love him, I love him. I appreciate everything he's doing. I thank you for my help. How he keep on blessing us over and over again.
Yes,
all you got to keep your mind on Jesus. He'll keep you in perfect peace. Who mind stayed on him.
Huh?
I love him. I appreciate him.
Hit
I thank you for saving me.
Hit
I thank you for everything he already done,
hit
what he's finna do. I give him praise. I give him honor. He's worthy, worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus said in the seventh chapter of Matthew, he said, hallelujah. Enter ye in at the straight gate. That's narrow. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in there.
Hallelujah.
What Jesus saying, a lot of them going to hell.
Amen.
Now, Lord would just minister to me, for I left home. He said, it's not the sinners. Hell is the church folk that got things all turned around. It's the church folks that got folk confused. It's the church folks that got folk don't want to go to church. It's the church folks
Jesus.
That lost respect for God.
Preach
the
Lord
respect for minister. The Lord respect for, hallelujah, for the nomination that you are. It's church folks because they stumbling blocks. They live in one thing, but I mean they say one thing and they're living in nothing. You see the sister in the church. Oh, Luella, they're in the church with the beautiful
dress the word.
On, with the beautiful pretty dress and skirt on, but you find them in the store with the pants on. Then they put the pants back on, you'll find the preachers. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In the pulpit, preachers.
Amen.
And then when they go to the store, they got the short pants on. Who right? And they got the long hair. Who wrong? Somebody going to hell. If you ain't lining up with this Bible, you're going to hell. Ain't but one way to go to hell.
Amen.
Ain't but one way to go to heaven. Do like Jesus told Nicodemus. Hallelujah. St. John 3:5. Hallelujah. Except a man be born.